support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Nashville's Big Backyard, a nonprofit economic initiative focused on rural destinations along the fabled Natchez National Parkway.
Bill Chapin.
And your family owns Sea Rock City?
That's right, Tom. My great-grandfather and his son, Garnet Carter, purchased the property here on Lookout Mountain in about 1925. And Garnet and his dad developed the property into a residential neighborhood. And Garnet and his wife, Frida, kept this 15-acre piece of property for themselves and built their home right here at Lover's Leap in 1930.
When you were a little kid, who was still alive?
Aunt Frida was still alive.
Do you remember her?
I do. She was an invalid. She had round-the-clock nursing care. But Uncle Garnet died in 1954, the year I was born. Once he saw me, he thought, there's the guy that can take over this operation.
In your crib.
That's right.
And so you did. You stayed involved in the family business your whole life, right?
That's right. I started working here the summer of 1966. And child labor laws, because the family owned it, I could work here. But by the time I got to be 14, I went to work for a concrete company. And then I worked for them for a couple of years. Then I worked for a stove company. And I came back while I was in college, worked in the accounting department, and then my brother, Chape, offered me a job in 1976 when I graduated from the University of Virginia.
And what did you start out doing when you got out?
Well, I was in the accounting department again. My brother thought I was a business major, but I was an economics major. But I started out helping be an assistant bookkeeper, and then I moved to marketing. And that's where things got to be fun.
I bet. So you're still on the marketing side?
More or less. I'm now the chairman of the board and have really relinquished all of the operating and marketing responsibilities to Susan Harris, who's the CEO, and she is fantastic.
But you're still the personality, right? The family, yeah, that legacy.
It's hard to get away from. It's been part of my life since 1966, and I'm 67 years old, so that's well over 50 years.
Today, what remains the most fun, touching part of this place, walking around the gardens and whatnot? What do you enjoy the most?
That's a tough question. I think the really great thing is, even on a day like today where it's overcast and cloudy, you see the visitors. And they are having a great time. And it's a multi-generational experience. Kids come with parents or grandparents. And because the trail is accessible, anybody can walk it. And if you're disabled, we have a VIP trail that is HDA accessible. And it doesn't show you the whole attraction, but you get to look at places that you understand we could not change.
Another under-the-radar part of the history here has to do with Tom Thumb Golf. I understand that your family basically started and invented miniature golf in America.
That's right. Garnet Carter built a hotel that's about half a mile from here called the Fairyland Inn, and
is that still here?
It is. It's now a private club. It's called the Lookout Mountain Club. And he hired a man named Seth Rayner, who was one of America's outstanding golf architects. Seth designed courses on the West Coast and up here on Lookout Mountain. But he died when he was traveling from Monterey to Chattanooga. He had a stroke on the train, and the golf course was not completed until after his death.
But it was his layout and his vision.
It was, and it's been rebuilt in several places to make sure that Seth Rayner's original design is still.
So you have some original drawings?
We do, and they are what have been used to rebuild the greens, the fairways, and the bunkers. At World War II, gasoline was rationed, other things were rationed, and they just kept mowing smaller and smaller greens. And instead of the large greens that Seth had designed, they just became smaller and smaller. Mm-hmm. And many of the sand traps that were in the original design were given up because it was maintenance and couldn't afford it.
Do you ever think about reinventing the olden days, of restoring it?
The Tom Thumb Golf is really an opportunity that might lie ahead for some future generation. And even Frida had her part in Tom Thumb, because Tom Thumb was a folklore of European culture where he was as small as a thumb and fit in a matchbox. So that really fit into the gnomes and fairy tales that Frida had here at Rock City Gardens.
And your family patented Tom Thumb Golf, right?
That's right. Garnet Carter couldn't let a good idea go to waste, and he patented it, and he also patented a couple of other interesting things, a golf ball and some putters. He also, because one of his brothers was involved in a company that made Crisco, and they used partially hydrogenized cottonseed oil. Well, the cottonseed hulls were left over. Uncle Garnet mixed them with green paint, filled them in 55-gallon drums, and used it to roll out as the greens on the Tom Thumb miniature golf courses, which went from Hollywood to New York City, from Miami to Chicago.
Lost empire, right?
Yeah. Well, he sold his business, Tom Thumb Miniature Golf, to a syndicate out of Philadelphia in the early 1930s at the height of the Depression, and reinvested all his money here at beautiful Rock City Gardens.
That's really cool. So it must be kind of living, palpable history. I mean, you can walk around and see the thumbprint of your grandma.
That's right. Well, my great aunt.
Great aunt. Yeah.
And my grandmother's brother, Garnet Carter.
And your name?
I'm Bill Chapin, chairman of Sea Rock City Incorporated. And you can find out all you need to know about Rock City Gardens and the business that operates Clumpy's, Good Dog, and we're the concessionaire at the Lookout Mountain Incline Railway, the Charles H. Coolidge Medal of Honor History Center, and the Creative Discovery Museum. So we're highly involved in the Chattanooga tourism market. Look us up at crockcity.com.
Bill, what a great day.
Thanks. Glad you're here. Wish it were sunny, but the fog and the mist add a mystical experience.
It does. It makes it extra magical.
Yeah. It's really great.
I'm glad it is today. I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Rock City, Georgia. We're here with Susan Harris, who's CEO at Rock City. I love it.
I love it, too. It is the best job ever to be CEO of this privately held, family-owned attraction that welcomes guests from all over the world.
You're literally on top of the world up here. I was told you can see 7 states from the Overlook.
So that is what I have also been told. You can see 7 states from Lover's Leap. We always tell folks that's on a clear day. So particularly, I think, in late fall or in the middle of winter, when there's a blue sky and not a cloud in the sky, it really feels like you can see forever.
And even though we're in a world apart, literally in the sky, I mean, today it's a foggy day, so it feels like we're floating in space. Down the bottom of the mountain, on the one side, is Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Yeah, we are 6 miles from downtown Chattanooga, and Chattanooga is an amazing place for someone to visit. But yeah, a short trip up, 3 miles up the mountain by the time you get to the bottom of the mountain, on the top of Lookout Mountain, and it really is a world away with the enchantment that Rock City Gardens provides.
Talk about getting here from Chattanooga, as I did this morning, on that railway that goes straight up. That's cool.
So Rock City is one of three attractions on Lookout Mountain. The Incline Railway is the world's steepest passenger railway, and it goes straight up the mountain, about a 78% grade at the top. America's Most Amazing Mile is what we call it, and it has a different view. It's closer to downtown, so you get a different view of the city than you get from Rock City, but they're very complimentary.
The majority of the people that take that do that to come here?
So you do have to travel by car between the attractions. We're spaced just far enough apart that unless you're a big walker, it's probably about 3 or 4 miles. But you certainly can visit all the attractions in one day. It would provide a full day.
Can bikers bring their bikes on the train?
On the train, they absolutely can. And then our public transportation downtown also has that, including the free downtown shuttle. So you can get around downtown with a bicycle and then hook it up on the incline, and then it would be much easier to get to Rock City from the incline.
So Rock City has been a tourist destination over, 100 years?
Close to 100. We celebrate our 90th anniversary next year. So we opened in May of 1932, welcoming people here.
It was a family that started it, right? Tell us the story. And it was basically the mother that it was her brainchild.
It was. So our founders were Garnet and Frida Carter. Garnet was local from about 60 miles from here, and Frida was a German immigrant. Garnet was a developer, a big idea guy, and so he just saw the potential here on Lookout Mountain. He was working on, with his brother, a hotel and a residential development, and Frida landed here in their private garden and just saw the amazing rock formations. Frida was a gardener. She actually won the Garden Club of America Award in the early 30s. And so she took her love of gardening and really enhanced the natural path that was here. You know, the short version of that is one day Garnet looked around and said, well, dang, honey, I bet people would pay to see this. And so we opened to the public in May 21st of 1932.
So it was not Frida's vision to make an attraction. She was just doing her thing.
It was her thing in a private garden. And then the other piece of it that really was her vision and inspiration was the connection to German fairy tales and folklore. And so you still see that wound all the way through the gardens, both with some of the really cool, fanciful additions we've put on the trail, as well as just traditional, unique garden gnomes, which have great history back to Germany.
In little fairy cottages?
Absolutely. So Mother Goose Village at the end of the trail tells the story of a lot of the fairy tales. But then here on the mountain, you see that influence even in architecture as you drive through the residential areas. So they definitely were trailblazers for their time here.
On another dimension, to market this place to America, he came up with a brilliant plan. Tell us about that.
It was the most genius idea. Again, we're opening in the 30s, so you have to think about what we didn't have then regarding media and instant on access, advertising, even transportation. And so Garnet's big idea was to paint barns alongside roadways.
1,000 miles away, right?
From 1,000 miles away, north as far as Michigan, west as far as Texas, south to Florida, and then east to the coast. At the height, 900 barns were painted. We have the map still that he and his barn painter that he hired would sit and they would plot out, and literally what would happen is he would knock on the door. Clark Byers was his name, our original barn painter, and Mr. Byers would knock on the door and say, I'd be happy to paint your barn for free as long as I can paint a message on it. And he freehanded all of the messages, things like, of course, the iconic See Rock City, but then you get See Lover's Leap, See Seven States, the world's eighth wonder, just an amazing array of creative messages on barn roofs all across the country.
There are still some barns in America with the See Rock City slogans on them. I've driven by them.
There are. We have about 70 that are still in existence. So we own one barn, and for a visitor that is here from Lover's Leap, they can see the one barn we own. It's in the valley below us. So all the rest of them are private landowners, often multi-generational farmers and families. So they have to keep the barn up. They have to be interested in keeping the advertisement. We actually, this year, at the start of the NFL football season, rolled out a really cool partnership with the Tennessee Titans, where the Titans repainted for us three of our existing barns in the area, and they're co-branded with a Tennessee Titans message and a Sea Rock City message, but it really helped us accelerate. We try to paint barns every year. Sometimes that just depends on, again, the landowner and the availability of a painter that's willing to climb up on a barn, and so this was a really fun project to restore three different ones here in the local area.
So this is a classic family destination. It really is.
It absolutely is. And we see folks that visited here as children bring their children back. We see folks that were engaged here that come back and bring their kids or visit on an anniversary. And so I think classic family destination, certainly. I think we also see a lot of travelers, especially in the off seasons, that maybe are just two folks traveling together or retired, you know, folks who have a little bit more variability, and they can enjoy the gardens and the restaurant and all the different offerings that we have.
That being said, what do you have here? Infrastructure. I see a Starbucks across the road. Tell us about dining and places to stay.
So here at Rock City Gardens, we have our Starbucks, again, that you mentioned across the street from the Ticket Plaza. And then inside, we have two full-service restaurants. One is actually full-service seated dining out at Lover's Leap. And it is seating outdoors, so it is seasonal in terms of when that seating is available.
So panoramic vistas?
Oh, amazing vistas. You will not find a better place for lunch here in Chattanooga.
Near Lover's Leap?
It's near Lover's Leap. It's called Cafe 7, which harkens to that Seven States view that we were talking about a little earlier. And then we have Big Rock Grill, which is a fully indoor dining area. It's a casual quick serve, so salads, burgers, sandwiches, all made from scratch. And then, depending on our event calendar, then there'll be lots of other offerings that pop up throughout the gardens. In October, we have our Rocktoberfest celebration, so on the weekend, we've got a place where we're grilling brats and have good German beer and some good beer cheese soup.
Music.
And some music. There's always music. That's the fun of a festival, right? Music, beer, and food, and you've got a good festival. But those seasonal food locations will show up as well through that time.
I don't think I've seen it, but there's a historic inn that you guys have, a place to stay?
There is. So on the side of Lookout Mountain is Lookout Mountain's Riverview Inn. It is not walking distance, but it is an amazing boutique 10-room inn. It was built in, I believe, the 30s also. And every room has a view of the Tennessee River and the city of Chattanooga. And so it's perfect, especially as travelers right now are looking for safety. We have this beautiful boutique property where there are no elevators, there are no enclosed hallways, and there's great outdoor balconies and just top-notch service to go with that.
Talk about demographics for a moment. Is it a regional destination, or is it people from everywhere?
So we absolutely draw from the cities closest to us in driving distance, so Atlanta, Nashville, Birmingham. But our next markets might be surprising, Central Florida, and then up in the Midwest with Chicago and Indianapolis. But we get international visitors, we get visitors from across the United States, again, folks who've grown up seeing the Sea Rock City message or who have a family member who's been here. And so it's really fun to get folks from all across the country and across the nation.
And overseas, I imagine historically, it'd be a great German destination because of that connection.
It absolutely has been. The state of Tennessee's had a great partnership with some of our partners in Germany, and that's been a strong destination. And then we've also had a lot of Asian travelers that would come historically when they come and visit and would come down basically the eastern seaboard, and Rock City is on their list of destinations, which is kind of fun.
And on the other end of the scale, I'm sure you get people that had no clue that this place even existed.
Absolutely. So they're here, they're visiting Chattanooga, or they get referred here. They're not even sure what they're going to see. And then they come into the gardens, a 15-acre natural walking garden that is self-guided. and never fails to amaze. So the best way to keep up with what's happening at Rock City Gardens is on our website at crockcity.com. You can see a calendar that'll tell you about our different events, operating hours, anything that's going on. And then we just encourage folks to come visit. It's a beautiful place, again, close to Chattanooga, but a world away. Beauty and enchantment, you just can't beat it.
Susan Harris, thank you for visiting, exploring Sea Rock City, Georgia. I love it.
Thanks for being here, and I hope some of your listeners are able to come join us.
I'm your host, Tom Wilmer, reporting from Rock City, Georgia. We'll see you here.
Support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Nashville's Big Backyard, a nonprofit economic initiative focused on rural destinations along the fabled Natchez National Parkway. With a focus on rural communities, such as Leaper's Fork, not far from Nashville, the Big Backyard journey traverses through Tennessee's southwest quarter, down into Alabama's legendary Shoals region, the mothership of American music. The featured rural community's common thread is historic architecture and a timeless, charming small-town atmosphere, some with a river running through it. The diverse attractions of the featured communities include the amazing Elephant Sanctuary in Hohenwald, where retired circus elephants come to retire in peace, and iconic destinations like Northern Alabama's Shoals region, where you'll find one of America's most iconic Frank Lloyd Wright homes and two of America's legendary recording studios that have been etching American soundtracks since the early 1960s. For example, Muscle Shoals Sound Studios in Sheffield, Alabama, opened in 1969, instantly started marking up the charts with number one hits by recording artists like the Rolling Stones, Willie Nelson, Wilson Pickett, Linda Ronstadt, Rod Stewart, and Paul Simon. Nashville's Big Backyard's ardent promoters include Mike Wolf, host of History Channel's American Pickers TV series, who provides a surgical contextual lens focused on Nashville's Big Backyard's diverse initiatives. And Liz McLaurin, president of the Land Trust for Tennessee, an equally passionate supporter of Nashville's Big Backyard's greater good elements through the Land Trust Preservation Initiatives. To learn more about the program, log on to nashvillesbigbackyard.org.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
My name is Roseanne Cash. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. And if I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.